Fairy Tale Lane, Innsbruck. The Frog Prince. Hello there. Listen carefully to this story of promises and transformations. The main protagonists are a princess and a frog. Long ago, not far from here, lived a young princess. She was stunningly beautiful and a tiny bit princess-like. The young lady loved to play with her golden ball. She threw it up in the air, it fell back down. She threw it up, it fell down. But nobody told her there might be a better place to play ball than near the deep waters of a spring. How sad she was when she lost the ball. It had disappeared in the fountain. Whether its water was as good as our tap water in Innsbruck is, we don't know. Anyway, the princess blamed everyone else for her loss. The sun, the insects, the birds, but to no avail. Nothing brought back her ball. After she had thrown several tantrums, someone emerged from the water. A frog.
Hello.
The frog offered its help. This is a fairy tale, so frogs can speak. The talkative frog helped the princess and retrieved the ball from the fountain. Well, it wasn't that simple. She had to make a promise first. He demanded to sit at her table, eat with her, and sleep in her room. He wanted her friendship.
Aww.
Yep, that's what frogs are like, but not princesses. She might have made a promise, but when the frog knocked on her door, she had forgotten all about it. Her father, the king, who lived with her in the castle, had been watching the whole story. The king knew how important it was to keep your promises and told her to stand by her word. So, the frog sat at her table and ate off her plate. Can you imagine the look on the princess's face? Too bad no one took a picture. But the worst was yet to come. The frog wanted to sleep in her bed. The princess took him to her room. This was an awkward situation for both of them, actually, but the frog insisted on sleeping on her pillow. That is when the princess lost it. She took the creature and threw it up against the wall. This could be the tragic end of the story, but no, things went down differently. The princess takes the frog and throws it. The frog flies in the air. It's his first flight, as he realizes midair, and then nobody knows exactly if it happens before or after the impact, but there's definitely a loud thud, a striking bolt of light, and of course, a little smoke. And behold, there stands the prince.
Ta-da!
The princess went on to marry the prince, and everybody was happy. She continued to throw things against the wall, hoping someone else would emerge. But no, one prince must suffice to give this story a happy ending. Fairy Tale Lane, Innsbruck. Text, design and production from Peter Kollreider, Hörwinkel, in cooperation with the Audioversum Innsbruck. Voice, Bronwyn Merz-Pensinger.